This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We're delighted to welcome in Phil Sims, NFL Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Morning, Phil. How are you?
Morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. First time I talked to you this year?
This year is the first time, but we've talked to you plenty of times.
Yeah. You, I guess I got just you dumped me off the list, so that's how it goes. So it's okay.
You ducked us all year successfully, but we finally have you.
No, I didn't duck anybody. No.
So listen,
I am the king of doing radio shows, so I don't mind. I love doing them. So
oh, you're the best.
You can always call me.
Excellent, because we'll call you tomorrow. So listen, okay. Phil, so your son, Chris, went to school with Kyle Shanahan, and you've known,
yes,
you know, Mike forever, and you know Kyle, and to see him in the Super Bowl now, for you, you can't relate maybe, but it's must have been difficult for Chris to be the son of a famous person, and certainly he has that in unison with Kyle. What's it like for you to see Kyle grow up into the guy that he is, and to see the way things have played out with a guy that you knew when he was a young man?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. You know, it's interesting in this side now. So I knew him when they were young. So, you know, when they're young, I want you to, you understand what I'm saying. They do things and you go, all right, you knuckleheads and whatever. I'm trying to be kind here. But, I knew Kyle was going to be a coach early on, even when he was in college. And my son told me many times, he goes, I think he's going to be really a great coach. And their interactions early in his career when he was out coaching and my son was around him, my youngest son was with him down in Atlanta for a couple years too. So they just said he was meticulous, very always had new ideas. And is a tough coach. And all those things, hey, that's Kyle Shanahan, and he learned them all from his dad, Mike, because Mike was the same way. Mike was a great communicator. I did many of their games out there. And everybody goes, oh, he's doing exactly what Mike did. Yeah, maybe some, but Kyle's taking it to a new level. Their run game is just phenomenal in the concepts, how many things they do, and that other guys, other teams in the league are not doing. That's so it catches you off guard.
It's a fascinating matchup, Phil, I think, because of the contrast in styles, because you see the Chiefs don't even bother to attempt to run the ball because they have so many weapons and they have Patrick Mahomes. Can that skill and that scheme offset what is probably a really strong advantage that the 49ers front four have against the Chiefs offensive line?
Well, you know, when you say things like that, listen, Andy Reid, you know why he doesn't run it on first down? Because he hates second and nine. And then if he does run it on first down, why is he doing that? Because he's just letting his wide receivers rest up before he sends them deep again. So, you know, that's Andy's philosophy. And it will be interesting. The Chiefs, I think, will have to change a little for this game. They're not going to be able to stand there and just have their offensive line block that defensive front one-on-one all the time. So he's got to keep people in, change his thought process a little. And I think the 49ers will play it, my guess, somewhat safe on defense. And in other words, dare Kansas City to run the ball. Drop them back. And a couple teams did that this year to the Chiefs. I thought they struggled with it a little. The Chargers, their pass defense was good against them twice. And what they did, they just dropped back and they said, throw it short. And the 49ers can do that. Why? Because they have their front seven is the fastest in the NFL. It's one of the fastest, if not the fastest, I've ever seen. Their linebacking core has to be the fastest that I've ever watched on film. So you throw it short, you think, I'm going to catch it and run for five more. That doesn't happen too often against the 49ers because of that great speed on defense.
when we talk about Patrick Mahomes, you know, one of the things that always comes up is exactly where he was drafted, which was the 10th pick. And of course, you heard Kyle Shanahan talk earlier in the week about how they had the second pick in the draft that year, and they didn't take him. And, you know, you talk about that sort of thing. They didn't know he was going to be the entity that he is. The Bears traded up for the second pick, and they didn't take him, and it took Mitchell Trubisky instead. So you can imagine that we're talking about that a lot this week.
Well, yeah, that's been talked about endlessly by everybody across the country, and we're all geniuses after the fact. But I just know this, about a week after the season was over that year, my son Christopher calls me, "Dad, have you watched Patrick Mahomes yet on tape?" I said, "You know, son, I thought I'd take a week off before I start on the college guys," but he goes, "He's the best player in the draft." And he said it, and I said, "Whoa, you know, don't go out there and say that now. We're just getting going." But and other coaches in the league, Sean Payton said he was the best player in the draft. Why he said that, I don't know, because it ruined his chances of maybe getting him in the draft. But, you know, we've all read the stories about Andy Reid being convinced and how they played it nonchalant, whatever, to get him. But he's an unbelievable thrower of the ball, a great quarterback, and his style is it's something like we've never seen. But he is facing a different defense this week, one that can really, really run. So it's just the matchup is great. I can't wait to sit on my couch on Sunday. I haven't done that for about 10 years to watch this game and see how it unfolds.
Phil, before you address whether or not you think Jimmy Garoppolo is up for this challenge, can you tell us about Bigelow T?
Well, listen, I've been working for Bigelow T for 15 years. They've never really asked me to do anything. I'm not getting paid today to come down to Radio Row and talk about it. They're great people. The Bigelow family started the company back in 1945, and I drink their tea religiously. I've probably had three cups already today, and everybody that I've been talking to, we give it. They taste it. The quality is it's undeniable. It's been great. And I always say to people, you know, go to BigelowTea.com if you want to get some, but it's everywhere now. And they're coming out with all kinds of new products to stay well, you know, for your stomach, probiotics, just everything. But it's just a terrific company, private, and it's been an honor to really represent them for 15 years.
I had a cup of it this morning, Phil, if that helps.
Did you really?
I honest to God did. Yeah.
Well, It's interesting to say it. Almost everywhere I go, they all go, "Oh, yeah, we drink Bigelow tea." And I go, "Oh, man, that's great. Okay." And I know they do. I they're not that good of liars to get that to fool me that way. So, but, you know, the Mitchell Trubisky thing, it is what it is. I like him. I think he's a good athlete. Could he tighten up his throw motion? If he does that, that would be something I would think of, just me being a bystander, knowing just a little bit about it. And everything. I teach a lot of quarterbacks, so I judge everybody. But hey, look, I'll say this, and you know, I'm not always defending quarterbacks. I don't. But when y'all played the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoff game 2 years ago, he was the best player on the field. That gets lost. He was the best player on the field that night. The throws at the time, everything he did to make those, and of course, it's all washed away because the kick was missed. But so I think physically he has it to get it done. And, you know, I'm rooting for him because the pressure on these quarterbacks, I guess it always that way. I just didn't realize it when I played. It's big, but I hope it works out for him. And if it does, then the Chicago Bear fans will be happy because that means you're going to win a lot more games.
Hey, thanks a ton, Phil. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Listen, yeah, don't lose my number. It's never changed. So don't give me this crap that you tried to call me, and I wouldn't take your call. So you guys have a great day.
All right,
buddy. Well down there.
You too. God bless. Thank you. That's great. Okay. Thanks so much. That's Phil Sims.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.